KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Tundra designed to combine performance and comfort with up to 437 horsepower and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer, the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, April 17th. Controversy continues over special event parking rates. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Several homelessness providers and art groups are pushing back on San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget cuts. The proposed cuts are being offered as a cost-saving strategy to fill the city's $118 million budget deficit. On Wednesday, Mayor Todd Gloria released a draft that boosts police and fire department funding while making considerable cuts to arts grants, rec center services, and libraries. Mayor Gloria says the city's current budget deficit comes from decades of deferred maintenance, rising costs, and changing priorities. While City Council President Joe LaCava says that San Diegans have sent a clear message, raising revenues to fill the gap is not an option. The city's deadline to adopt a final budget is June 9th. Drones are set to officially replace fireworks at SeaWorld. On Wednesday, the California Coastal Commission approved SeaWorld's request to stage a show that utilizes 1,000 drones in the coming year. If all goes accordingly to plan, drones might completely replace the theme park's fireworks show. Council President LaCava has been pushing SeaWorld to switch over to drones.
This is going to be that fundamental change that everybody's been asking for, that SeaWorld's committed to, and really should be a game changer of us here in San Diego and for Mission Bay.
He says the park has plans to launch the new drone show in mid-May. Starting today, the San Diego Humane Society is extending their animal adoption hours due to overcrowding at their shelters. That means the Humane Society's Escondido, El Cajon, Oceanside, and San Diego campuses are now open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. These hours will continue through September 13th for the roughly 700 animals who are ready for adoption. The Humane Society says that as of early April, almost 1,500 animals are in their care. The average length of a stay for a dog jumped up to 67 days since the year prior. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.
Parking downtown during a special event now costs $10 an hour. Video journalist Matthew Bowler says at least one member of the city council wants to lower that rate as the debate continues.
The San Diego City Council Committee focused on economic development met today to consider lower special event parking rates downtown. Councilmember Raul Campillo says increasing special event parking rates is needed, but the current policy hurts businesses and workers.
We understand that demand pricing is the right way to move forward, and we need to manage that congestion. But the current version in place is too blunt. It's too aggressive.
With a unanimous vote, the Economic Development and Intergovernmental Relations Committee directed the city attorney to work with Campillo's office and create a new special events section to the municipal code. In the meantime, the $10 an hour rate for special events stays in effect. Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
You could be paying more to ride public transit in San Diego County as soon as this fall, up to 40% more. The area's two big transit agencies voted to raise fares. Reporter John Carroll says board members were faced with a difficult choice.
Raise fares or cut service? That was the choice facing both MTS and NCTD board members on Thursday. Neither agency has raised fares in the last several years, and both are facing deficits in the millions of dollars that continue rising. MTS Board Chair Stephen Whitburn framed the issue as a stark choice that could not be put off any longer.
If we're going to close the gap by increasing revenue, we have to increase fares. The alternative is cutting service, reducing the service that our riders depend upon.
Sandag has the final say on fare increases. The recommendations from both boards are expected to be taken up in early June. John Carroll, KPBS News.
A new report says forming a public utility company could save San Diegans $500 a year. Reporter Katie Heisen says the report estimates it would cost the city between $2.4 and $7.6 billion to buy the infrastructure from San Diego Gas and Electric.
This studied municipalization in one of the most conservative ways possible.
Isaiah Glasso is the program coordinator for Public Power San Diego.
It's no longer a debate if public power is cheaper. It's just a matter of when the savings hit and how much the savings are.
SDG&E calls the study flawed, saying it omits major risks to safety and reliability and understates the costs of, quote, seizing its electric grid. SDG&E rates are more than six times what they were in 2000. At the end of last year, more than one in three customers were behind on their bills. The Legislative Analyst's Office says the state's public utilities charge about half the rates of SDG&E on average. Serena Pelka is a policy advocate for Climate Action Campaign.
50% less expensive is not a drop in the bucket. That is significant cost savings that can go to taking stress off of feeding your families.
Making the utility public could take a decade, longer, if the city and SDG&E can't agree on a price. The report was scheduled to be presented to the city's Environment Committee on Thursday. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
If you're right-handed and try to write with your left hand, chances are you'd struggle. Now imagine training yourself to do that, not just for writing, but also for shaking hands and even switch-footing in sports. It's called Mirror Movement Development, or MMD. Evening Edition anchor Maya Trabulsi introduces us to a local man who says it's changed his life and can change yours.
Whichever way the grain goes, Jim Houliston cuts against it. He greets with his left hand, types on a reverse keyboard, journals writing backwards, and reads using a mirror.
I consider myself one of the most ambidextrous people on earth. We'll see this.
He calls it the third pillar of longevity, next to nutrition and exercise. But Houliston has not always been equally capable on both sides. Like most of us, he grew up with a dominant side.
Sick board.
A skateboarding injury years ago left him struggling. He decided to switch things up by switching up his feet.
It felt impossible. I felt like I couldn't do it, but it didn't hurt my body, so I just kept doing it. And 4 years of that, after being able to do tricks and such, skating probably best in my life by that point.
He says training his weaker side strengthened his dominant one, a concept known as manual transfer learning.
Well, what would happen if I started doing everything else? Lefty switch, aka mirrored. And that moment was a good 15 years ago.
Houliston has since developed his ability in mirrored motor development, or MMD. In simple terms, it's doing everything in a mirrored direction, a concept he explains in his book, Big Three MMD. Each page is written in both directions.
You would think we should be doing this for benefit. Memory recollection is one thing that majorly increases with this. Spatial awareness, which you can see majorly with the top athletes in the world. LeBron James is my favorite example. LeBron James, just like Larry Bird, does everything left-handed except basketball. Kobe Bryant would practice shooting lefty threes.
But mirrored movement is something we've seen in some of the greatest outliers in history. Nikola Tesla, Mahatma Gandhi, Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix was mixed-handed, dominant lefty, preferred playing guitar left-handed. But his dad, who gifted him the guitar, had said that left-handed guitar playing was a sign of the devil. And he was threatening him to take away his guitar. And Hendrix was like, you ain't taking my guitar away. So he learned how to play right-handed.
Two of Houliston's favorite historic figures also touted the ability to use both sides. Benjamin Franklin, who operated a printing press, became accustomed to reading language backward.
And then you can look at Da Vinci. Da Vinci also a man of many, many expressions, Da Vinci wrote all of his notebooks in mirrored direction.
So any kind of using your brain is not a bad idea. My name is Aisha Saigon. I'm a professor at UC San Diego in cognitive science and neurosciences.
Saigon says this may be a case of neurons that fire together, wire together, also known as Hebbian theory. She recently studied the way the brain is constantly in loop between hemispheres, visually and spatially, called hemispheric lateralization. An oversized prosthetic hand was used to grasp objects.
We were testing touch perception, and the representation of the hand became changed within 15 minutes.
She says left-handed people generally have a bigger corpus callosum, which bridges the brain's hemispheres.
Because they're probably doing a lot more by manual tasks or flipping tasks and using both sides of the brain to deal with the world.
So many things that to me have felt incredible that I know people want to feel that too. That's what I want them to experience. That's why they should practice this.
He says with something that is cost, drug, and pain-free, creating body symmetry through MMD is a great thing. Maya Trabulsi.
Practice MMD wherever you are.
KPBS News. That is actually...
San Diego has a brand new film festival called Art with Teeth. The one-night event spotlights emerging femme and queer filmmakers. Cinema junkie Beth Accomando previews the festival that takes place Monday at Queen Bee's Art and Cultural Center.
Art with Teeth is a one-night film festival featuring five femme filmmakers, a drag queen MC, drinks, and conversation, says co-founder Devin Nace.
We just wanted to make something that was, on our own terms, I think thought-provoking, something weird, something that makes people a little uncomfortable.
We're definitely girls who bite back, so does our art naturally.
Fiona Louise is the other co-founder.
We wanted to create a space for community, something very inclusive compared to other film festivals.
Both are polishing their own films for the festival, says Nace.
My film, Tehran Lights and Hollywood Nights, is a documentary about an immigrant filmmaker who started the first Persian-American television station in Los Angeles, and he just so happens to be my grandpa.
And mine is called Carpe Noctem. It is a camp horror mockumentary about a supernatural band breaking up in their last final interview.
The ambitious duo hoped to make the festival an annual event and wanted to be about more than just film.
Right now, femme rights and queer rights are being attacked, and we need to be celebrating our joys and our triumphs right now.
Join them in celebration on Monday for Art with Teeth. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend event ideas for you and yours happening across the county. Tonight, the San Diego Natural History Museum is putting on their Nat at Night event. Half-priced admission begins after 5 p.m. and the museum stays open until 11. You can enjoy access to several exhibitions, enjoy the rooftop deck, or grab a bite to eat at one of their restaurants. Visit sdnhm.org for more info. On Saturday and Sunday is the 104th annual Coronado Flower Show. Spreckles Park will be transformed into a living and breathing jungle, as this year's theme is Welcome to the Jungle. You can wander through immersive floral installations, enjoy some live music, or attend a 21-plus gala. General admission is $10 per day, and children under 12 years old are free. Sunday is Fallbrook's Avocado Festival. It's a free festival running from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., located on Alvarado Street between Main and Vine Street. You can check out their Artisan Walk, which features dozens of local vendors selling avocado-related products of all kinds and types. Whatever you do decide to do this weekend, enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. The podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com. Because we know how.